This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Yesterday, I talked a little about the light spectrum for houseplants. If you're trying to get a houseplant to flower, ideally, you'll give it the full spectrum of light. While you can achieve that with a combination of warm, soft bulbs and the cool white bulbs, you may consider LED lights. According to a 2016 study, NASA scientists found that LED lights provide the best source of lighting for plants cultivated indoors. Better for plants, better for the environment. Further, red and blue lights offer the best support for photosynthesis, which is the process used by plants to transform light into the energy needed for growth and flowering. Further investigation pinpointed more specific effects of different light wavelengths on plants grown indoors. Green light was once thought not to be necessary for plants, but recent studies have discovered this wavelength penetrates through thick top canopies to support the leaves in the lower canopy. While not necessary in your home, it's good to know. And of course, white lights. I'll have more on LED lighting on GardenBite.com. I'll also note that if your goal is to start seeds indoors, then shop lights, those generally ugly lights hanging in your garage, are all you need. They're cool, fluorescent, and cheap. Check the ends of your fluorescent shop light tubes. If they're turning gray to black, then it's most likely time to replace them. They're losing their intensity. By the way, I am not suggesting you start sowing seeds indoors yet. If you start this early, you will get leggy plants that will be weak. That, or they'll start to take over your home, and that's a whole other story. Find Garden Bite on Facebook and send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.